Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It must be difficult for Democrats to look at Joe Biden daily and witness his brain damage so clearly. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When you see a guy who's this far gone and the Democrats have to be fully invested in him, you got to wake up every morning wondering, what is this clown going to say today that reflects on my vote? The 40 million Democrats who actually voted for him and the 41 million bots. What could they possibly be saying? What are the bots saying? Is there like bot city going,
you know, we never should have voted for Joe Biden.
You know, the digital bots. Welcome again, folks. Glad you're here. 844-551-8255. You got to get up in the morning scared to death of what this guy's, what he's going to reveal about you, your character, anything that would make you put a button, push the thing, get your Sharpie out and say, I want this clown to lead my country. Then you got to go into full protect mode because Joe Biden is indeed a clown of presidential proportions. It isn't like he's a little bit clownish. This guy sets the standard. They have clown school, and I can only imagine that they have big pictures of Joe Biden up there going, hey, welcome to clown school. Oh, my goodness. Here's Joe Biden reading a statement about inflation. Here's the deal. You make it out. This was the other day. You make this out and tell me what you could possibly believe this means.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we build is inflation.
Okay. Now, look, if Donald Trump had made one fraction of the bonehead comments of Joe Biden, we would have abandoned him. We would have personally said, let's get rid of this guy. Democrats have to live with this. They have to cover for this guy. The number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we've built is inflation. Look, folks, all he's got to do is read the teleprompter. I want you to understand the brain that the damage you have to be suffering when all you have to do is read the teleprompter and you can't do it. As for this latest comment, folks, let's put ourselves in the head of a guy who can't self-correct. The statement is, I don't know what he's trying to say except that he's not trying to take the blame for inflation. He's trying to push the blame for Bidenflation on something else. And I don't know what the strength has to do with it. But let's dissect this for just a moment, all right? Because I dare you to try to make sense of this. The number one threat is strength, is the strength. That's what he says. The number one threat is the strength. And if the strength is the threat, then when he finishes, the strength that we've built is inflation. So apparently, we now know what the threat is. It's strength. I'm as lost as you. I'm trying to figure it out. We're going to do this together, okay? So here's what I took from this. The Democrats love to give us the number one whatever. The number one threat to mankind, existential threat to mankind, has been a host of things. What is the latest? Putin. The latest. Before that was, I think he said, white conservative men. We've heard global climate change. These are the biggest existential threats. I'm pretty sure it'll be American white housewives or something. Anybody that is a threat to the Democrats getting their money and their power is the biggest existential threat. If you don't buy into global climate change, then you're interfering with them milking you for your money so they can have more power. That's what the biggest existential threat is. So the biggest, I'm working it out here with you. I'm working it out. The biggest existential threat, apparently, is Joe Biden and the Democrats getting reelected, is the inflation or the strength of inflation, how big it is. So let me just give you the numbers. So they said the inflation rate's 8.5%. It's much higher, by the way. It's much higher. It's at least double that. Because as I mentioned before in previous shows, and in, you know this, the Democrats, the government in general, is going to give you stats to make things look rosier than they actually are. 8% is small. Your gasoline price has doubled since Trump left. So explain to me how we have 8% inflation. The price of food, I go shopping, and I dare you, keep your bill under $100. If you're shopping for any more than two people, keep your bill under $100. I'm not talking about going to get something just for a meal, even though I would say to you then, keep your bill under $25. If you pick up a jar of pickles, anything extra, and you went there with $20, you better put something back. So anyway, we got these number one threats from the Democrats. I don't even bother keeping score as to what is the biggest existential threats because it grows all the time. Every time a Democrat backs him or herself into a corner, we've got global climate change. When Joe needs big oil, to heck with mankind. Open the Strategic Petroleum Reserve so Democrats don't lose in the midterms. It's whatever is expedient for them. There goes that biggest existential threat like a fart in a hurricane because it doesn't fit the bill. It doesn't help them achieve what they need to achieve. So, Joe, look, I'm going to dedicate this hour to Joe Biden and the lunacy of the left because, as I said, they chose this guy to run the country. He has exploded inflation. We didn't have this under Trump. Don't blame the Trump economy. I went through yesterday the stock market. Joe Biden can brag how great the stock market was. You want to know why he had a good first year in the stock market? Donald J. Trump. That's it. Because all the other indicators, now that his economy has kicked into gear, shows you exactly what you know about Joe Biden and the Democrats. Nothing they plan will come to fruition the way they want because it is built on lame brain ideas. We got a lot to talk about today. So happy to be with you, folks. Glad you're here. We got a great rest of the show. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I hope you Democrats are proud of your circus clown, Joe Biden. He certainly knows how to repeat the talking points and a teleprompter. Wow, we played that clip of Joe Biden. Let's play it again. It's short. Play it again.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
All I can say is amazing. Wow. Congratulations, Democrats. You cheated in a guy like that to replace Donald Trump. And what did you get? You got Bidenflation. Unbelievable. You got, congratulations. You won. Woohoo! Man, in case you've been asleep for five decades, folks, I want to remind you of something. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. So whatever the man says is simply a lie. In that little bit of his speech there, he was looking for something else to blame inflation on. So when Democrats got him into office, you know what Biden did? Biden did what Biden does. He underperforms. He underwhelms. What did you expect him to do? He was cheated into office. He didn't earn it. He couldn't even get out of a Democratic primary. And, oh my goodness, the dude is a failure at every level. Failure defines his entire political career, and people act like it's going to change. I say this to people quite often. If you want winners, if you want to understand how to win, you got to surround your team, put on your team winners. Why do you think people take older athletes who are in the twilight of their careers and they bring them to a young team, a team that's got good prospects? You want to know why they bring that person there? Because that person has understands what it means to be a winner, can infuse that feeling into these youngsters. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't know how to win, you are going to be a bunch of talented losers. You need people experienced in winning. The Democrats don't have experienced winners. What they have, folks, are experienced cheaters. That's a very different thing. They can't win legit. We know how to win legit. The reason why we win, the reason why Donald Trump has done what he's done, why the conservative movement, even though we don't back this guy 100%, when we win with authority. 2010 midterms, 2016 race, this 2022 midterms coming up, 2024, we will win with authority because we know how to win. We are surrounded with winners. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about once the resolve of the American people kicks in, there is nothing stronger in the world, no stronger force. You want to know why? Because it's built on the principle that God is in control. If God is for me, who can be against me? So when you feel overwhelmed, then you start thinking, whew, Kevin, I don't know, man. Let me just tell you to stop. Fall back on your faith and understand that they cannot beat you. They cannot defeat you. Because you have this immovable force. And they go after it. They try to get you to capitulate, to go, oh, well, I don't know if I can believe in God over this. And, you know, God says trust him. Trust and believe. So look at what's happening. They cheated. They got everything they want. They did this with Barack Obama. They brought in a guy who probably wasn't, you know, legit in terms of his birthright or whatever. I don't really care. I mean, I care constitutionally, but it is what it is. But they brought him in. He said, I'm not ready. They said, but we need you, man. Come on, man. We need a young black man to do it, man. We need to do it. And they got everything they wanted. Worse is would have been the second worst presidency ever, probably in American history. Oh, I know they look at the numbers. Oh, look at the stock market. Look at this. If I can double the debt during my presidency, I would give you numbers 4 times, 5 times, 10 times greater than Barack Obama's. Give me $10 trillion. You think Elon Musk buying Twitter's a big deal? Give me $10 trillion and watch what I do with it. You wouldn't even know Elon Musk's name. So if that's the way you measure, then yeah, he was amazing. But he wasn't, because he told you all the things that he couldn't do. He couldn't bring back manufacturing. Trump did it. He couldn't bring back good jobs. He didn't raise wages. He didn't close the gap between the wealthy. He did nothing that he said he was going to do positively, but he did a whole lot negative. He ushered in the Muslim Brotherhood. He put them all throughout our government. He let trade secrets, American secrets, leak to such a degree that this country can't ever feel safe that we have any secrets. And I could go on with all of his scandals that he considers not to be scandals. That's how stupid he is. He doesn't even realize he had scandals. He had 2 scandals in his that were his top dogs, his vice president and his secretary of state. 2 massive scandals. Look at the spawn of those scandals. Are you kidding me? Horrible performance. And they have nothing to write home about. Oh, Kevin, Obama's still controlling the government. Good. Look at the outcome. You got from baby black Jesus to Captain Demento. What's Captain Demento done in Obama's 3rd term? Except destroy the Democrats. Do you remember 2010, the first 2 years after Obama started? What happened? It was carnage. What do you think's going to happen in 2022? 12 years later. The resulting carnage will be the Democrats are going to get decimated, and that muscle memory will carry over to 2024. Tell me what they've gotten. So be careful what you wish for. God has given them everything they want, and he's saying to the rest of us, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about them. Joe Biden, pathological liar. So much so, even CNN called him out for it. Check this. We got a clip. Oh, it's going to be too long. It'll be too long to play in this segment. It's a couple minutes. But he gets called out. So here's the point. They get everything they want. They put in a new, they go from one liar, Barack Obama, a dude who made up his past, who the only thing Barack Obama told the truth about was he says, I'm not ready to be president. And you know what? They ignored him. They didn't care. It was style over substance. We don't care that you're not ready. We'll get you ready. You're not in control anyway, Barack. If you think you're going to actually get to be president, no way. We will tell you what to say. We will tell you what to do. We got enough dirt on you to where you just do what we tell you or else. It's the same way right now. Anybody, that's why when people tell me Barack Obama's running things, Barack Obama doesn't run anything. It's rich white leftists who run stuff. Rich white leftists, elitists, Marxists, putzes, the Soroses of the world, they're the ones in charge. And there's not a person on the planet who believes Joe Biden is actually president of the United States. Nobody. Donald Trump has immensely more power than Joe Biden. Immensely more. Part of it is his legacy, and the second part of it is how he can drive the narrative and drive people. And it's not just about who's getting elected and things like that. He's actually more powerful right now than he ever was. And some people wish he would just stay that way, but I happen to disagree. Anyway, when we get back, we're going to talk more about a tweet Joe Biden made that he probably wants to make.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden ordered flags lowered on Wednesday as the U.S. marked 1 million COVID-19 deaths.
1 million empty chairs around a family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president called on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. On Thursday, Finland's leaders came out in favor of applying to join NATO, and Sweden could do the same within days. It would be a historic realignment on the continent 2.5 months after Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Sweden has avoided military alliances for more than 200 years, while Finland adopted neutrality after its defeat by the Soviets in World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News. A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back in June of 20, Joe Biden made a tweet. And it says it's hard to believe that, let's see, hard to believe that this has to be said, but unlike the president, I'll do my job and take responsibility. I won't blame others, and I'll never forget that the job isn't about me, it's about you. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. The job is not about me, it's about you. Well, I will tell you this. If this is Joe Biden saying it's about you, I ask this on behalf of the American citizens. Can you please make it about somebody else? Wow, I'm sick of this. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Like clockwork, Joe Biden blames somebody else. And I told you a second ago in the previous segment, the man is a pathological liar. The government statistics are always going to be swayed to make you think that they're more effective than they are. Before I get into Joe Biden's litany of excuses, the things that he's given us as to why he can't perform, let me surprise you and shock you. You ready for some shock and awe? CNN. Fact-checked Joe Biden on deficit reduction. This, I hope it doesn't get too confusing, but listen to this clip. This was broadcast on CNN, folks, where Joe Biden says, I reduced the deficit. And I wish you could see the video because it's even more powerful. Because they go on to show you, you know, you can see the graphs and things in such vivid, you know, it just drives it home in a different way. But you'll still get it. And this is CNN calling Joe Biden out saying at the very least he's being disingenuous. At the most, he's just blatantly lying.
So here are the facts. There is no doubt that the deficit has fallen under President Biden so far. It was about $3.1 trillion under President Trump in fiscal 2020. It was about $360 billion lower than that, so about $2.8 trillion in fiscal 2021, mostly under President Biden. But even with that $360 billion decline, Brianna, experts I spoke to still scoffed at the idea that President Biden is personally responsible for having reduced the deficit. In fact, one advocate of deficit reduction, Mark Goldwine of the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, told me that this claim is almost bizarro world, a reversal of reality. Why? Well, because the deficit was expected to fall by more than $360 billion at the time President Biden took office. In fact, at the time, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office had projected that the deficit would fall by more than $870 billion in 2021 if President Biden did not implement new policy. Then President Biden came in and, like most presidents, Brianna, did new policy. There's a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. There was a big bipartisan infrastructure bill. There was an expansion of food stamp benefits. Whatever you think of all those policies, they all cost money. So there ended up being less deficit reduction than expected. Now, President Biden likes to cite a certain economic research firm called Moody's Analytics. Here's what a senior director at Moody's, Dan White, told me last week. He said, the actions of the administration and Congress have undoubtedly resulted in higher deficits, not smaller ones. It is encouraging that the administration has proposed some initiatives to bring down the deficit, but so far, none of those initiatives has been seriously considered. Now, Brianna, people might still be confused. So if President Biden's actions have made the deficit higher than it otherwise would be, how has the deficit still fallen at all under President Biden from the end of the Trump era? In short, it's because of temporary pandemic spending. It was scheduled to expire, and it has expired. Basically, there was an explosion of short-term spending in Trump's last year because of pandemic relief programs and tax revenue collapsed because the economy crashed. The deficit hit a record of $3.1 trillion. That was more than triple what it was the year prior. But because a lot of that 2020 spending was short-term, the deficit was almost certainly going to fall in the coming years, no matter who was president. And so, again, it did end up falling in 2021, but again, it was by less than expected.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, that's playing with the numbers. That's manipulation. That's trying to make us all believe, oh, well, this is the way. Just tell us what's going on. $3.1 trillion in fiscal year 2020 down to $2.8 trillion. And it would have gone down from 3.1 to probably around 2.2. Except Joe Biden started adding $1.9 trillion in infrastructure, $300 billion for this. Now what? We're sending $50 billion to Ukraine. $50 billion of your tax dollars. Veterans sleeping outdoors. People not eating fully in America. Kids that, you know, businesses that are failing and a host of other problems. And we're going to send $50 billion of your dollars to a war that Joe Biden started by telling Putin, go in. Let me tell you something. I don't know where the money's going, but if you follow this money, the likelihood is you're going to find out why Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were doing business with both Russia and Ukraine. They're feathering their nest on both sides. What an investment. A $3.5 million investment by some Russian oligarch's wife to Hunter Biden has gotten Russia the ability to go into Ukraine with no issue. And then, what I don't know what he worked out with Burisma and the Ukrainians, but they just got $50 more billion. Remember when Joe Biden said he'd hold back $1 billion? Now he's up to giving them 50 right in front of your face. Oh, it's for humanitarian efforts. It's for this or that. Yeah, well, let's just see. Where's Hunter, by the way? Is his finger in the pie here? Or is he out making another sex tape with some Russian prostitute? Where's Hunter? We haven't heard much from him, have we? What's going on with his investigation? We're in the midst of, global war here. With two countries directly involved that implicate the Bidens, is anybody not questioning this? Can you imagine if Donald Trump and his son were the ones we were talking about? Would they be interested in where this $50 billion is going to go? I would be certainly curious myself. Not a mention. Not a single story questioning this money with respect to, are they being maybe blackmailed to do this? I tell you what, if there's any time for Vladimir Putin to show what else he's got in the laptops he's stolen from Hunter, this may be it. Because if we give, not that $50 billion is going to help Ukraine. It isn't. It's going to be waste and fraud and a host of other things. And the Russians will respond by getting $50 billion of crap from the Chinese. Except they'll get it at a discount. It'll only cost them $5 billion. Because it's in a different form of money. We get ripped off. anyway, they say the deficit's fallen. It hasn't fallen. We're spending more money and printing more money again, the same way we did in the time of Obama. We're now doing it with Biden. Artificially trying to keep the lid on inflation. It can't last. The economy can't go through these types of things without, the economy is going to do what it does. It's a squeeze the balloon thing. You can impact certain things. You can shift things around, but the economy is the economy. And the way you grow it is you have to increase productivity. In other words, you have to blow more air into the balloon. But the Democrats don't know how to do that. And so every major group that Joe Biden touts, Moody's, etc., they all say, this guy's living in a bizarro world. CNN said it. But like clockwork, guess what? Joe Biden, the guy who says, I will take responsibility because it's about you, who does he blame? He blames Trump. Then he says, no, it's the Republicans. They won't let me do what I want to do. Then he actually blamed corporations and the supply chain, the problem that he created because of Wu Flu and his lockdowns. So he creates the problem. Then he says, no, it's the corporations. They can't get it to us. There was a disruption in the supply chain because they didn't have the people. But that's not my fault. It is his fault. He locked the country down. So then when they do start supplying product, he says, they're gouging you. The reason why there's inflation is they're gouging you. They're not gouging you. They didn't make product. Some of the product's spoiled. Stuff has a shelf life. When it came to gasoline, which is doubled, he says, it's big oil. They're gouging you. On the Wu Flu scamdemic, they've literally enriched pharmaceutical companies to the tune of many, many billions of dollars on worthless stuff that's going to waste. I talked about it the other day. He's blaming Putin, the guy that he let go into Ukraine. He's blaming global climate change. He's blaming white conservative men. He's blaming price gouging. He's got a complaint or a blame for everybody except himself, except his pop. Joe Biden would be smart to say, you know what, guys? I was wrong with fossil fuels. He's releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves while he claims to be a green weenie, a green energy zealot. When we come back, I'm going to tell you his biggest complaint, though, his biggest blame.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Good. Thank you. The president and you have talked about the MAGA crowd or the ultra MAGA. How does that jive with his desire to be the bipartisan guy?
Well, the president's view is you can do both.
He believes that there is work we can continue to do together. We're actively advocating for. He was out traveling in just last Friday on the Bipartisan Innovation Act. We believe that needs to move forward. It should move forward, and that can build on the nearly 80 bills that we signed into law last year that are bipartisan. But he's also not going to stand by and not call out what he sees as ultra-MAGA behavior, ultra-MAGA policies that are out of the mainstream of the country and are not in the interest of the American people, whether that is efforts to prevent a woman from making choices about her own health care or whether that is Chairman Scott's policy and proposals on that would raise taxes on people making less than $100,000 a year. He's going to continue to call that out, but he believes there is still a path to move forward on where we have agreement.
I know my audience is smart enough to see the new strategy, the labeling strategy, the ultra MAGA. It's really funny. I've never even heard the Democrats really speak about the MAGAs. You know what I mean? We do it as people that want to make America great again, which is a Trump phrase. By the way, yet again, another thing that Trump has made stick, like fake news media. MAGA, make America great again, America first. Those things stuck because the guy knows how to brand. You don't have to like him, but don't say you don't understand it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now you've got the Democrats talking about the ultra MAGA. They want that to be the old Tea Party. They think they're gonna morph this thing into something that nobody wants to be. See, what the Tea Party lacked was a single person to go after. They didn't have an orange man. MAGA has an orange man. But let me tell you something, for those of you who think it's all about Trump, you are wrong. It is nothing more than an extension of the Tea Party with somebody who said, I've got a pair, and I will stand up for all those people where the other people didn't. It is nothing more than an evolution of the Tea Party. You know it. The Democrats know it. Now they got to attack it. So this is why they go after the ultra MAGA. He's not going to stand by and not call out, quote, ultra MAGA behavior or ultra MAGA policies. And what did she say they were? Stopping a woman from getting adequate health care. Oh, and Chairman Scott's proposal on people making less than $100,000 a year. Since when are Republicans the tax party? So Biden's got his new culprit. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Yep. And here's how Joe Biden wants you to believe is his way versus the, quote, ultra MAGA way.
Look, the bottom line is this. Americans have a choice right now between two paths reflecting two very different sets of values. My plan attacks inflation and grows the economy by lowering costs for working families, giving workers well-deserved raises, reducing the deficit by historic levels, and making big corporations and the very wealthiest Americans pay their fair share. The other path is the ultra-MAGA plan, put forward by congressional Republicans, to raise taxes on working families, lower the income of American workers, threaten sacred programs Americans count on like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and give break after break to big corporations and billionaires, just like they did the last time they were in power.
Joe Biden wants you scared, folks. You scared of the Republicans. That's what they want. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Let me tell you what's happening here. They pulled the term ultra MAGA, and they think they can make that stick, like it'll be something that, ooh, everybody will not want to be referred to as being ultra MAGA. And then they hope they can back it down to where you don't even want to be referred to as MAGA. They failed at MAGA. That's what the whole thing to get Trump, to destroy him, to make it appear as though he never existed on this earth was based on getting rid of MAGA. They couldn't do it. So now they've got this ultra MAGA. And what are they trying to blame ultra MAGA for? The 2 years of absolute HE double crooked socks. Biden has ushered in less than 2 years, he's ushered in a recession. You may not know you're in it, but I can guarantee you, you are in the midst of a recession, massive inflation that they want to down. They want to downplay. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's coming down. It went down from 8.5% to 8.3%. I didn't even get to talk about that earlier because I got off track. It's calmed down. But they thought they were hoping it would go to 8.1%. Well, let me give you the real skinny. It hasn't dropped at all. It's gone up. Don't believe me? Ask yourself this question. What do you think is less expensive from when you went to the grocery store last week to this week? Outside of a sale, something, a lost leader to get you there. If you think the price has dropped from 8.5 to 8.3% in terms of inflation, you're out of your mind. Right now, I can guarantee you today, whatever you pay for gasoline, you will pay a little more tomorrow. If it's food, you'll pay a little more tomorrow. If you're eating out, a little more. Entertainment, a little more. And here's the problem, folks. It ain't gonna back off. When it's all said and done, when the supply chain's back in order, etc., these companies are gonna stick to their package, their new package sizes. They're gonna stick to the new pricing. It will be the new normal. And that new normal is starving people. It's dropped their budgets. If you had a $500 a month grocery budget, you're going to be eating 80% less on the same amount, or you're going to spend another $100 on groceries. It's that simple. It will not return. That's not the way it works. It's like giving the government a tax. You think they ever stop and go, okay, we did this tax. Now we can get rid of it. We did what we wanted in the deficit. Now it's gone. No, you know what we do? We give away more money. Billions of dollars sent to other people while people in this country are struggling with day-to-day lives. Look, I'm not trying to compare the life of a refugee or what's happening in Ukraine or whatever, but that's not our war. We didn't start it. I know this. As a citizen of the United States, I don't have a dog in that fight. Any more than Ukraine is concerned about what COVID did to my business or your business. What is this deal with us? Look, I don't mind humanitarian efforts, but we're talking about shipping. And I don't know if you've been through this, Bill. We'll talk about it in the next hour because we've got a clip from Marjorie Taylor Greene where she kind of breaks out. You know, they're spending money on the CIA over there. They're spending money on Wu flu nonsense. I mean, are we at the end of this? It is a smorgasbord of nothing but leftist indulgences that are going to do nothing but feed other Democrat or leftist organizations. You can bet that $50 billion is tied to all kinds of donors and corrupt people that are jumping in line to get it. They're already applying for grants and all kinds of stuff. It's pure insanity. So 2 years of Joe Biden, he says Americans have a choice between, I love when they do this, they always give you the two choices. He says a choice between right now, between two paths reflecting two very different sets of values. Okay, I'll go with that. And he says he's going to attack inflation and grow the economy by lowering the cost of for working families. And you know what Joe Biden's done? He's accomplished exactly the opposite. He is the reason for massive inflation, for the lack of growth of the economy, and for raising the cost that it takes for families to operate. But you know what he wants to do? He wants to make you believe that the other path, the ultra MAGA plan put forward by congressional Republicans, will raise taxes on working families and lower the income for Americans. And he said American workers threaten the sacred programs because they always got to talk about Social Security and Medicare, etc. And he says, just like they did the last time they were in power. You know what we did the last time we were in power? Everything opposite of what he just said. Everything opposite of what he said he wanted to accomplish. You know what we accomplished? Everything that he says he now wants to accomplish. So Joe Biden's going to fix the problem that he broke. And now you know what it's going to take? A lot of your money. That's what Joe Biden wants to do. So, you know, look, pathological liar, put into office, talking points, can't even get the talking points right because he's talking about Well, the number one threat to deflation is the strength of the inflation of the threat of it, or whatever. You know, you're never going to know what he really means because he's a brain-dead moron, and so is every single person who voted for him. I'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.